I saw in the Margolis Hayam, so Reuven Margolis says, it's interesting. You see that Ish-Boishness was king for 2.5 years. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis Dav Heyomid Beis, that Shol HaMelech was king for 2.5 years. He brings the Gemara in Perek Chelek, where the Gemara says that Bar Koichva was king for 2.5 years. And then he brings the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Dav Samech Dalet Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that there was a Shaila, who should be Rosh Yeshiva? In the words of the Gemara, who should be Melech? And it was a question, should it be Rabba or Rav Yosef? Rabba's credentials were that he was the Oikir Horin. Rav Yosef's credentials was that he was the Sinai, and they sent a message to Eretz Yisrael, they came back Sinai Adav. But Rav Yosef didn't want to become the Rosh Yeshiva, because the astrologers had told him that he will reign for a very short period of time. So he said, let me punt. Right? Let me kick the can down the road. Let Rabbi be Rosh Yeshiva first. And like this, my meter won't start ticking for a little bit of time. Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva for how long? For 22 years. We've spoken about that number a lot over the years. And then Rabbi Yosef became king. For how long? The Gemara says, Shtei Shonim U'Mechza, for 2.5 years. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis just makes the observation. It's interesting. Ish Boishes, Shol HaMelech, Bar Koichva, and Rav Yosef. And it's interesting because if you look at the Gemara by Rav Yosef, it says Molach Rav Yosef. That's the lashon of the Gemara. So there seems to be something about the reign of 2.5 years. It doesn't say a pshat. We're going to go weiter.